Neil Atkinson, Rory Smith, to discuss managers, chaos, possibly even getting towards technical directors at some point, but also limited decisions and accepting your decisions. I think, Rory, I'm going to start here, really. I can very much get behind an idea that you could have a rule in football that you simply cannot change manager once the season started. That you, whoever it is you've got to go from there. I could get behind that rule. Clubs would hate it. They'd never agree to it for a wide variety of reasons. It feels like a cheat code. But in a way, I wouldn't be averse to sort of it being, I'm sorry, whoever you've got on the 1st of August, you've got to have them on the 31st of May.
Transfer window it. I've genuinely, this sounds, again, very convenient. Like, I've genuinely never understood why we have so many separate rules for players and managers. I don't really get, not really allowed to say it because it sounds very Reform UK, don't really get why we're allowed to have a foreign England national team manager. You wouldn't just be like, well, we quite like that German midfielder. He can play for us. I don't quite get why it's accepted in England, not really so much anywhere else, that you can just kind of recruit the manager and that bit doesn't count. But I genuinely, less controversially, don't understand why nobody has ever like advocated for you can change your manager in the summer and in the January transfer window and that's it. Like, you have to, I think it would be a move that would encourage a degree of healthy thinking for clubs. And I you get these little spells occasionally where you think that the Premier League has kind of learnt its lesson.
Yeah.
And you'll get a season where there aren't many sackings. And I think last season might have been one of them where no one really went and everyone, apart from Ten Hag, and everyone seemed to sort of be sticking to things. And then you remember that what happens is that you get a season like that and then you get the following season, it all hell breaks loose. Everyone loses their jobs. Everyone sacks everybody. But even by those standards, Neil, it's been a fairly spectacular 5 days.
It has, even by those standards. But to me, this throws back into the idea of decision-making and the idea of everyone understanding and being on board with the decision-making and the process that goes into the decision-making one way or another. Because this appears to be the gripe, and this appears to have precipitated head loss. I feel as though it's gone two different ways. One is, I mean, Amorim is difficult to talk about because he's felt like a man who, after being in the job for 2 weeks, no longer wanted to have the job. But the contract was the contract and the money was the money. Maresca's a little different in that it feels as though Maresca's gone on a bit of a journey from, I'm here to be a Maresca that does a certain job for Chelsea before possibly doing another job, to that becoming oddly simultaneously more the case, but also him seeming like he's more desperate to win now. Please, can I win now? Why aren't we doing things that help me win now? But everyone just doesn't seem to be in agreement as to what the purpose for the season, not on the whole, I don't want to get into the round, but what the purpose of the season is for Chelsea and Manchester United.